With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Happy Monday, Rod Hampton. How are you?
What's good, Memphis 10? What's happening?
Well, I mean, you tell us. What's happening? What's going on over there?
Man, y'all got every – if y'all added all the five stars and everything in Memphis basketball, y'all had like 75 stars.
I think they do have 75 stars. They would like to add their 80 – like to get. They'd like to get to 80 stars with your son. Do you mind if I read a tweet to you?
Man, go ahead.
I want to read a tweet to you that came over the weekend, and I just want to get your immediate reaction. This is from Corey Evans. Here it comes. Good news for Memphis might not be done yet. Hearing that if Rajon Tucker were to remain in the NBA draft, that Memphis would be a legitimate landing spot for five-star R.J. Hampton still, if not the team to beat.
That is, I don't know the team to beat thing, but if Rajon stays in, that is legitimate. That is 100, that's 90% correct other than the team to beat, because we got, you know, it's the teams that we have left, I can see my son playing at either one.
Who is left?
Memphis, Kansas, Texas Tech.
Gotcha. Okay, so that is the final three.
Right.
What's the situation with Kansas, Rod? You guys like the way that's looking?
I like the way, man. They got veterans. They got, you know, Big Doke at the five. Hopefully Silvio gets cleared at the four. And then, you know, I'm praying that Devon stays and, you know, gets a commitment that he's going to get drafted. But if he comes back, him and RJ in the backcourt, then, you know, Quinn Grimes may come back. You never know. Mm-hmm. So they just got some experience, man. That's the most intriguing thing about them.
And then how about Texas Tech?
Texas, they hot right now, man. You know, they hot right now. We haven't really took a big look into them. And, you know, Beard's a good coach. I like his style, but so is Penny. And so is Bill Self. So, you know, Memphis and Kentucky, I would say, are the guys, but I can't count Texas Tech out. You know, my son really likes them, and like I tell him, I say, you make suggestions. We as parents make decisions. So we're going to listen to all your suggestions, but at the end of the day, we're going to make a collective decision about where you're going.
You mentioned Kansas. If Dodson and Grimes both go back to Kansas, how do you view that situation?
You know, I think that's a three-headed monster. I mean, Grimes didn't have the best year that he wanted to last year, but he can play. He can play. I mean, I saw some glimpses of him at the combine last week. It was the old Quentin Grimes I knew from high school. But again, this ain't high school. So that'd be a legitimate three-headed monster.
So it wouldn't take Kansas out of play then if they're still there, if they're on the roster?
No, it wouldn't take him out of play, no.
How would you see the fit here, and particularly with some of Memphis' new additions we know with Boogie Ellis, how would you see the fit here for RJ?
I mean, I think he's a piece. He's the piece that they're missing. I think put him in there, he makes everybody better, and he doesn't have to do as much. I mean, RJ scores. He's a scoring gift, but he's really loves to share the ball. I mean, I envision him, if all those guys are there, getting 15, 8, and 8, and the number one or two pick in the draft.
Wow. Yeah, that is. I'm just curious, because you guys are reclassifying and you've made the decision. How has that been? Because it does sort of expedite everything, right? Like, it does sort of expedite the decision. Has it been smooth? Like, has it been difficult? Like, how's that process been sort of narrowing it down, you know, on that kind of timeline now?
No, it's been really smooth. I mean, you know, we had talked about this early and, you know, kind of shared with a lot of people, but, I mean, he really has nothing left to do in high school ball. He really wanted to play in the McDonald's game. And, you know, we didn't want to put it out before that. And, you know, now it's just like, Dad, I'm ready for college. And I see it. If he wasn't ready, there'd be no way that we would go. I mean, he's bigger, he's faster, he's stronger. I think, you know, I would put him at the best point guard in high school ball right now. and just, you know, just work. And I think going to a school like Memphis or Kansas or Texas Tech, the culture is going to challenge him. Penny's going to make him better. Mike's going to make him better. Mad Dog's going to make him better. Sam's going to make him better. You know, those guys have something else, another gear to offer him to get him to his ultimate goal, the NBA.
You mentioned his options, Memphis, Kansas, Texas Tech. There was a little bit of rumblings about, you know, potentially overseas. Is that something that y'all have thought about, that y'all have considered? I imagine you have to consider everything. Is that something that you guys have discussed?
Well, again, you gotta consider everything. I mean, it's been brought up, you know, people bring it up every day. And is it something we looked into? Yeah, we've looked into it, you know. You have to.
But you said you would be moving with RJ. So, like, I mean, I imagine you're not just going to move to, like, any city. Like, it's got to be, like, the right situation.
Well, you know, we'd move to Memphis. We'd move to Kansas. We'd move to Lubbock. And if he had to go overseas, we'd go there, too.
How eager do you sense your son is to get this done and sort of have it behind
you? No, he's ready. Yeah. He told me last night, he said, Dad, I used to ask guys when they said they were frustrated with recruiting. He said, when it first started with him, he's like, man, this is kind of cool. He said, now, Dad, everything I put on social media, every time I go somewhere, people ask me where I'm going, what am I doing? And so it's kind of getting to him. But, you know, I want to see how he handles it. Mm-hmm. I do. We got a date in our mind, and we're not going to waver. I'm going to say, son, this is what it's all about. This is a part of being who you want to be. You got to deal with social media. You have to deal with questions. You have to deal with some things that you may not want to deal with. So let's see how you handle it. This is great. This is great for him.
We are, of course, talking to Rod Hampton. He is the father of five-star guard RJ Hampton, making his decision in the next couple of weeks. And on the Under Armour circuit, I know you saw a lot of Precious Achiuwa. He committed to Memphis on Friday. Like, what kind of player is he for those who maybe haven't seen him? What is the Rod Hampton evaluation of Precious?
Precious is going to bring you toughness, rebounding. He's going to run the floor. And I think the biggest thing for Precious, what I see, he wants to play the four. A lot of guys that are fours, they think they're threes. I think if Precious would come into Memphis and want to play the three, he wouldn't be one and done. But I think if he comes in and accepts the role as a four, which very few guys want to do now, he's going to be amazing.
Mm-hmm. So just to sort of come back to Memphis, because I mean, you know, the city's listening. The way you view RJ at Memphis is the way that fans view RJ at Memphis, that he is the missing piece, that he takes Memphis from, you know, top 10, top 5 to potentially national championship, favorite even. You don't look at Memphis and say, with what they've got coming in, with what they've got coming back, too crowded. You don't view it like that.
Well, it's really crowded. You know, that is understood. And guess what? Now it falls back on Penny and the coaching staff. It's got to be a total buy-in from every guy on that team, a total. You can't have one disgruntled player in that locker room. It's not going to work. You got to, like James Wiseman said, if we leave our egos at the door, it's going to be something special. But that's easier said than done. You know, I know James like the back of my hand. James don't leave his ego at the door. James wants to win. You know, God has smiled on him, made him 7 feet tall, made him a prospect like no other. He's going to be fine at the end. So he has no problem. But you can't tell me that of the 7 or 8 new guys coming in, that somebody in their camp is saying, dog, you got to do your thing. You got to put up numbers. You got to do this. It's got to be a total buy-in. If it doesn't, this thing could go south too.
I've said that I feel like that's if it's not Penny's greatest challenge, especially with all these elite-level guys, that it's right there at the top. How high is your confidence level in their ability to do that with this staff, with Mike, with Penny, with Mad Dog, as you said? How high is your confidence level in their ability that they'll be able to get guys to buy into those roles?
Well, I think they did when they went into their living rooms.
When they got
and
it.
When they re-
yep.
And when they recruited them.
Yep.
You know, 90+% of NBA guys are role players. But 90+9% of these guys that Penny has were the man in high school.
Mm-hmm.
So you had to sell that in the living room. Man, when you come in, you know, everyone wants to play 40 minutes. It's not going to happen at Memphis this year. You know, does he do the platoon system? You know, if somebody's hot, do you keep them in? You know, that's – you're going to see the worth of their coaching staff. You really are.
Real quick, I should have asked you this earlier, Rod. You said Final Three: Memphis, Kansas, Texas Tech. No Kentucky. So I'm assuming Kentucky is eliminated from contention. Is that correct?
Yeah, I think you know Kentucky's fine. Kentucky is going to be a top five school. I mean, you know, and they pretty much got their backcourt. You know, and like I said, you know, they'd be a dark horse, but man, Coach Cal and Coach Barbie, they've been more than gracious, man. And I talked the other day, and you know, he said, "Dad, this is gonna be my final three."
Gotcha. So there you go. Well,
down to a three.
Rod, we appreciate the time as always, and we know it's a big decision, and Memphis got your back one way or the other, man. We appreciate it.
Okay, and the guy on Twitter, Oral Derek. He's my man. He is a blessing to the city. I don't know him.
Wow.
But he always tweets out. He tweets out. Man, he's like, no matter what, man, Memphis got your back, whether you come here or not, man. And he represents the city. I think his name is Oral Derek on Twitter. But if you're out there listening, brother, I appreciate you, my man, supporting the Hamptons. And you know what? It might be some good stuff coming for you, big fella.
Are you on Twitter?
Ooh.
I'm a troller, though. You never know me. I just watch him on show and make sure he's okay.
Okay, so you just kind of lurk on Twitter. You don't actually tweet.
I just lurk on Twitter. I got about two followers, me and my little son. That's it.
All right, well, we'll get you. If you commit to Memphis, we'll blow you up on Twitter.
There you go, my man. Y'all have a great day.
All right, man. You too. He is Rod Hampton. Of the father of R.J. Hampton. So there you go. He says R.J. is down to Memphis, Kansas, and Texas Tech.
He sees Kentucky's backcourt is set, but doesn't see Memphis's or Kansas's as set, clearly. And you still have them as an option. Wow.
That was quite an interview, boys.
Yeah.
They're watching Rajon, obviously, there. And what happens there.
Yeah, you know, I'm trying to, you know, do this all on the fly. But I'm not surprised, I think, by anything he said. I think there's still a lot left to play out with it. And they have options. He did say that if Grimes and Dotson go back to Kansas, that they're still in play. You know, that's the thing about the situation. And honestly, I do wonder, you know, if you really got him down and you started talking about it. I mean, either place he goes, I guess we'll include Texas Tech. But if it's Memphis or Kansas, each situation, it's jam-packed on the perimeter. You know,
mm-hmm.
And I guess that for RJ's not going to be the one who loses playing time.
He's interesting. That's what I'm saying. He's interested. I find it fascinating. He thinks that's the case at Kentucky. There's just too much there. But at Kansas and Memphis, no, there's still, you know what I'm saying? He still sees a way you could shoehorn RJ in there. You know what I'm saying? Because they've got situations too where it could be you could have quite a few in the backcourt. Could be crowded back there. And so I just find it's interesting to me that he's cut Kentucky off, or at least RJ has, because that one's too crowded. But yet Kansas and Memphis, they think they can. They think there's possibly a spot. I've thought Kansas for a while. I'm not sure. I like that the option is still open. Obviously, particularly when Rajon Tucker's still up in the air.
Right.
But I'm not sure that I'm counting that one in my. You know what I mean? That I'm counting him in yet.
Yeah. I think that's a very good.
I do wonder though. I mean, again, with Kansas, you got to wait on Grimes and all that stuff. If it's Kansas, what you waiting on? You know. That's the thing about it. I mean, and again, if who knows what happens with Rajon Tucker, could you use another guard? Possibly.
I think so.
Especially a five-star.
I mean, yeah. I mean, you know, RJ, you come, bro. Like we got room for you.
I mean, they'll make, you know, room. Like, yeah, we'll make room for you.
Yeah. The question is like, the question is the trickle down, right? It's like, okay, how does RJ come into effect?
Well,
Boogie,
it sounds like he sees RJ as a point and Boogie as a shooting guard. You're pushing. This is a man who sounds like he doesn't think Memphis has got its point guard situation settled. We felt like Memphis really does. Is one of the things we kept saying last week that, you know, yes, Boogie's a shooter, but that he's going to lock that spot down for you, and you'll have A-Lo competing, Damian Ball competing, obviously, but a lot of options there. You understand what I'm saying? So. Rod sounds like he expects his son to be at the one wherever he is, and that Boogie, the way he sees him more as a two, and that Rod is sort of, RJ sort of the missing piece in terms of the playmaker. We feel like they've got many options at playmaker, and if RJ's coming, you know, one of the big need now, especially if you don't get Rajon Tucker for whatever reason,
right,
is scoring.
Right,
it's scoring.
It is. That's the biggest thing.
That's what the need is.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
What?
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.